Okay, let's begin Shkalim Daf Tezvav. Shkalim Tezvav. We are at the beginning of the sixth parak of Maseches Shkalim here in the Yerushalmi, and the beginning of the parak discusses the different types of kelim that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. They had 13 shofaros, which they collected and stuck in. It was wide at the bottom and skinny at the top, so that people wouldn't be able to stick their hands in and take money out. Shlosh asar shulchanos, there were 13 tables. Shlosh asar eshtachavayos, the 13 eshtachavayos that were in the Mikdash. And the Gemara goes into then how many arons were in the Mikdash. Fascinating. So first there's a three-way machlokas. We've shown him where the aron was buried. Where the aron was buried, Reb Elazar says, Ha'aron gala imahin labavel. The aron went to Bavel with them. Number one, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Shlakish says, Bimkomo hayaron nignaz. The aron was underneath the Kodesh Kadashim. That's what the Rambam says, I think. And the third idea they have, it was under the deer ha'etzim. Right? That's what the Mishnah had said, that it was under the deer ha'etzim in the pile of wood, and then there was a mesorah. Somebody saw one of the Kohanim saw a tile that was raised up. They knew that's where it was, and he died before he was able to tell anyone. So in that context, relating to the Aron, says the Gemara here on Tezvel Mabez, Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar, Bez Aronos Hayu Mahalchin, and he saw by Midbar. There were two Aronos that went with Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Two Aronos that followed them wherever they went. The Grah has a girsa here. Echa Chahayu Luchos Nisunos Lesocho. One of them that had the Luchos in it. The Achad Shahayu Shivrei Luchos Nisunos Lesucho. One that had the Luchos in it, and one that had the Shivrei Luchos in it. That is the Gruz girsa here. If you look in the R girsa, Achad Shahayu HaTorah Nisunos Lesocho. Echa Shahayu Shivrei Luchos Nisunos Lesocho. Okay, is it Luchos or Shivrei Luchos, or the Torah and Shivrei Luchos? Either way, Zeh Shahayu HaTorah Nisunos Lesocho. The one that had the Torah in it, Hayamunach Ba'olmoy. That's the one that always stayed in the Olmoy that didn't move. The Aron never moved. That which had the Shivrei Luchos in it, that traveled with them. It went in and out with them. And sometimes it appeared with them, and it was shown with them. And as we know, during the days of the Plishtim, Verabbanan Amri, that is all Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish's Shita, that there were two Aronos, separate with the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, or the Torah and the Shivrei Luchos. So the Rabbanan say that there was only one Aron, Verabbanan Amri Aron Echad Haya, Upam Achas, Yatzeb, Yime Eli Benishba. There was only one Aron. One Aron, like we said, it sounds like in the Torah, one Aron, and one time it was taken out during the times of the Plishtim, and it was captured, and it led to the terrible consequence of the Plishtim having the Aron. Oh, good, so that is the Machlokas Tanaim that we have here in the Gemara. There is a parallel machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban in Dvarim. They also argue about how many aronos there were. At the beginning of Perek Yud in Dvarim, the Torah tells us, relating to the aron, says the Torah, Bo'esahi, Amar Hashem Eli. Moshe says, at that time Hashem told me, Psalacha, Shnei Luchos, Avanek HaRishonim, after the Luchos were broken, Hashem told me to make two new Luchos, Va'ale Eli HaHara, and come up to the mountain, Va'asi Salacha, Aron Eitz, Psalacha, and then make an Aron for the Luchos. Says the Rashi, Lesofar, Bo'esahi, Lesofar, Bo'am Yom, after the 40 days, Nisratzali, Va'amar Li Psalacha, right after the 40 days, from Shavuos Vatamos until 40 days later, until Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then even before that, Rosh Chodesh Elul was the beginning of the third set of the 40 days. But either way, he says, "Psalacha v'acharka v'asi l'cha aron v'ani asisi aron tchila," and I made the aron first. I first made the Aron and then the Luchos, because where am I going to put the Luchos once I made the Aron? Once I have them, before I have the Aron. V'lo zehu ha'aron chasa b'tzalel, says Rashi. This is not the Aron that we learned back in Parshas Truma and Parshas V'yakab Akude, where they already have an Aron that they made Bizman Mishkan. So what is this Aron that Hashem tells Moshe to make for the Luchos? This is not the same Aron. Shere Mishkan lo nis'asku bo ad la'achar Yom HaKippurim. The Mishkan was much later, right? If we think about that first year, the Mishkan was only after Yom Kippur. That's after they have the luchos shnios, and here Hashem tells Moshe to make an aron for the luchos. So that was much later. Kibiritom in a heart, siva lahem amalecha the mishkan, ubitzal asa mishkan tchila. V'yacharkach aron v'kelem. Nimsa ze aron acher haya. So this was a different aron, says Rashi. V'ze shahaya yosei moyem l'milchama. V'osa shasa b'tzalol yolat l'milchama l'bimei eli. The one that from Bezalel never went to Melchama except once. Bimei eli v'ne'en shu'alav v'nishma, that's the Yerushalmi, right? Rashi here quotes this Yerushalmi in Meseches Shkalim. That is Rashi holding like Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. If you look at the Ramban here in Dvarim in Perek Yud, he argues with Rashi. He says, no, the halacha is like the Rabbanan. The halacha is like the Rabbanan. He quotes Rashi v'tam asiz l'charon eitz shetasim aluchos b'tocho ba'isha teirid v'ya haron hazeh kulo eitz. Who? V'hamichse asher olam milamala kiminag b'chal aronos. It was all wood. It was all wood. V'haya luchos sham ad shenasa mishkan. And the luchos stayed in that wooden aron until the mishkan was made. V'az asuha arona mitzupes zahav. And then they made the aron that was golden, plated with gold. V'akaporet asher olav zahav tahar. And the gold that was on it. V'lo amar lo kein b'luchos harishonos. L'fishaya galui l'fanav shiyishabreim. He did not tell Moshe to make aron for the Luchos Rishonos, because he knew, Hashem knew, that it was destined to break. And the Rabban continues, V'atam, V'yu sham kasher tzivani Hashem, Shehayu sham ad shenasa mishkan shet tzivani. Should be there until the mishkan, V'nasata sakaparis al ha'aron melamala, V'sa'el ha'aron titin ala edo sheretin alecha. Zeu ha'tov ha'yasher epsukim eila. This is, that's tov, what's tov and yasher, this is how I understand the psukim. And then he quotes Rashi, that is a different aron, and then he argues, V'divrei Agada heim shematza kasev b'tanchuma. He quotes, V'yesh l'shol, v'acher shahotzi misham aluchos, v'nasam ba'arim sh'asa b'tzalel, ma'haya b'zeh. Once you took the luchos out and put it into the new aron that b'tzalel made, which you have to do, that's what it says in Truma, so what was the first aron used for? V'lamu hu yosi ma'am l'melchama. Right, well, what did it go out to Milchama? V'omrim sh'shivrei luchos hayusham. So they say the shivrei luchos were there. V'chein ba'agada, aval divrei yachid heim. But that's the das yachid, sh'keit shanina b'msecha shkalim tanya. Our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi Omer, he has the gifts of Rabbi Yehuda, shnei aronos hayu, im yisol ba'midbar. Echad hayu shivrei luchos b'dachon bo, v'rabban amri, echad hayu, upam achaz yatsav me'eli b'nishpa. V'das rabbo seidu b'chol makom b'talmud ein okein. The das of Rabbo Seinu, says the Ramban, in Baal Basra, in Menachas, is against Rashi. Elo luchos v'shibei luchos b'nachan ba'aron. It's all one aron, the luchos and the shibei luchos. V'od, ana ya'amod aron hazeh maluchos harishonos, kol yimei midbar. Also, you want to see there were two arons? Where was that second aron kept? All the 40 years. Ki b'mishkan b'beis kachi ha'kadashim, la'achar ha'paroches, or lefnim en ha'paroches, ein sham shtei aronos. In the Kodesh Kadashim, there weren't two arons. There was only room for one. V'chein shlomo lo hechnes l'beis kachi ha'kadashim el aron echad. Aval aron hazeh shel Moshe, k'shenasa arono shel Bezalel, ganzu k'din tashmi shekidusha. No, after the Mishkan was built, they put away that aron, and it was nignaz, like any tashmi shei kedusha. V'zeu anachan adas rabosenu. That is the pshat. Via kial derech apshat yitachen. Then he adds, al derech apshat yitachen ki v'asisa lecha aron eitz yirmoz la'aron shasa Bezalel. It could be that this pasuk is referring to the aron that Bezalel made later on. V'zeo ki mitchila, and that's why the beginning nitztava Moshe al mishkan v'kelev aysa mitzvah rishon of asu aron ashi ase shitim ki hi ikar kavada b'chal mishkan lios Hashem yosheva kruvim v'achreichin asu ase egel v'kasher esratza Hashem le Moshe v'amar lo shiyichto al luchos ha'elu. The same thing. Either way, machlokas Rashi Ramban about how many arons there were. Rashi says there were two. This one and then the second one. What was the first one used for? That's a kasha. They put the shivi luchos in it. The Ramban did not know where is it kept and how do we know based on the rest of the Torah that it was put somewhere? Okay, Tosfos in Erev and Daf Samma Gimel quotes the Re, who defends Rashi that maybe up to Zvan Amigdash it was two. Up to Achanase Aron Shalzash Ad Betzavalo Vaznasu Bo Luchas Achronos, and then he quotes Zehayi Beveis Olamim De Bishlomo Ksiv BaHaikra. Right, he says that's what it says. Luchas the Shivir Luchas B'Nachan Ba'Aron, that was only in the base of Amigdash, but up until that point there were two. So what is this machlokas about? Interesting, there's the Sefer Kvar HaChamim quoted here in the Biuri Hadaf, quotes that maybe the machlokas here is about whether the Luchos Rishonos lost their Kedusha when they were broken. We know Chazal tell us that the letters flew up. One of the two things that returned, right, we had already a Gemara earlier, the money from Mitzrayim and the letters of the Luchos. So maybe, says the Sefer Kvar HaChamim, that the machlokas is whether there's still Kedusha to these Luchos Rishonos, the Shirbei Luchos. If there is Kedusha, then you could put it with the Luchos Achronos, with the Torah, according to our Gersh, the Torah that Moshe wrote, because it's not a Pchisus, a Yerida, in the Kavod of the Torah. The Nira de Nechleku, Kedusha Shirbei Luchos, Bimkoma Omedes, Vishavim Heim Kedushas Luchoshniyim, O de Paka Kedushasam, Demanda Amar Aron Echad Haya, the one that says there's one Aron, the Ramban and the Rabbanon Saver de Shavim Bekdushasam. Ukamodi Afina Mize, Zara Bezakin Shashacha Talmudu. As we know, the Gemara even darshins a Zakin that forgot his learning, you have to give covet to, right? Because Shivri Luchos and Luchos, Menachem Baron. The Ritzon Lomar, do Chashim Bemalasa, Kamo Shar Talmudi Chachamim, Shazokim Talmudam. Umanda Saver Bez Aronos Haya, the one that says two, Rashi and Rabbi Yudim and Lakish, Svirale, the Shivri Luchos, Parcha Kdushasam. So that could be part of the lumdis, which of the machlokas, which relates to the sugya that I wanted to talk about lamaisa a little bit, and that is, what about putting a pasul sefer Torah into the aron? That is something that is discussed already in the Rishonim. The sefer chasidim touches on this tough kuf lamed dalid. Says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachin ba'aron, and then he says after quoting that Chazal, im yei sefer Torah b'miksasam kruim u'mechukim yasim im sefer Torah ba'aron. Put it in the sefer Torah. Put it in the aron with the sefer Torah. Yasim with the all kosher sefer Torahs, even though they're mechukim v'kruim. V'imbal lignos yiriel shal sefer Torah lo yitachin sheyia ba'aron bein abudim al yirios v'yagazim alkam achar peni yim u'shlachim v'dafin shal Torah shal pen v'yagazim v'dafin shal Torah shal v'chsaf. Fine, but he says, he quotes Luchos v'shivrei Luchos v'nachin ba'aron, and then he quotes that relating to putting a pasul sefer Torah. Who discusses this? The Noda B'Yehuda discusses this. The questioner of the Noda B'Yehuda discusses this. It's fascinating that the questioner and the Noda B'Yehuda himself, neither of them quotes this sefer Chasidim. Neither of them quotes it. But if you look in the first volume, the Ma'adura Kama, Arachayim, Simon Test, the ninth tshuva in all of Noda B'Yehuda, Shesha'al, he quotes this to a Rava Mufla Reb Yaakov. Ma'ashashal avur asfarim apsulim, she'enem ru'uyim ol v'tikun. Svarim that you're not going to fix. There are Sifrei Torah that are too puzzle. You're not going to fix it. Im mutar l'anicha ma'aron ha'kodesh ha'mekudesh l'sfarim ha'ksherim. Can you put it into the Aron HaKodesh with the kosher Sefer Torah? V'hevi ma'alaso raya, and the questioner brought a raya, mishivrei luchosh, same raya that the Sefer Chasidim brought. They just didn't quote the Sefer Chasidim. Mishivrei luchosh shemunachin ba'aronim ha'luchos ha'shleimim. So the questioner brought a raya that it should be okay. V'shuv docha, and then the questioner was docha that raya. Why? Ki ha'shivrei luchos ha'yibem kudushi yaseira. Shayim ma'isi the HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. Maybe the shivrei luchos were different, because the luchos rishonos were written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe luchos written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that become pasul, so that could stay in the aron. But maybe stam a human being's Torah that became pasul, would it be strong enough? Says the Noda B'Yehuda, first he's going to knock out the Tchiyah, and then he's going to knock out the Raya. So you don't think that's a good Raya? HaTchiyah shalo eino Tchiyah. The Lafid Varav, you're telling me that there's something unique about the Luchos Rishonos, because they were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gemara shouldn't be able to bring that as a model or a Raya for anything. And yet, we just mentioned this earlier, but the Lafid Varav, Imkein, Heicheviyo, Bemesechash, Shminachas, Daf Saditez, Raya Mizeh, Ulhizar, Betamar Chacham, Sheshocha Talmudo, Machmaz Onso. If the Gemara brings that as a Raya to a Halacha, it must be that it's not so unique. It could be that you can use this as a Raya. So number one, I don't like his Dechiyah. That you can't, it should be a good raya. But then he says, I don't think the raya itself is a raya. So he knocks out the tchiyah first, and then he knocks out the raya. Abo be'emes ikar raya shalei doklum. This shah mitchila aldas keina seharon. Laniyeh po shirbei luchos gamken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what was going to happen, and he told them to make an aron, and he told them to put the luchos and shirbei luchos inside. So it's ki'ilu, there was hisna. You make a tznai to put the shirbei luchos inside. Upshita the tznai mitchila moel. Ukimivor Barachayim. Surely a Tanakimimor, like it says in Arachayim, Sibin Membe Sivkim of Bahaga. Viafal Pekin, Yafal Chichumize, Lizar, Bimisha Shachar Talmudo, to meet the Chazina Shikma Kodesh Baruch, Shibbe Luchos, Licham Baron, Fis Naltanayaze. You see, Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make such a Tanai, so he says, you see that he's careful about Shibbe Luchos. So it must be we should be careful about Al Tavach Chacham Sheshachar Talmudo. So either way, the questioner thought there was a raya and then a tchia, and the Nod Bihuda knocked out the tchia and then knocked out the raya. So then the Nod Bihuda says, Amnam Ladina, im alacha zu rafefes biyadcha, a klal gadol. If you're not sure about a certain alacha in certain cases, pukhazi mayama dabar. Go see what people do. And what did people do? We all put the Sefer Torah back. Umaisim b'chol yom, kishamotzim toz b'shabbos. B'shas akriya, if somebody finds a mistake in the Torah on Shabbos, what do? Machzirin sefer tzeh la'aron amotzim acheres. You put it back. You put it back in the aron. Harei, sha'af she'sefer Torah, sefer tzeh nimsa pasul l'shaito, afiloachim machzirin la'aron ha'kodesh, ha'myuchal esfer makshirim. You still give it back? So you see, Pukhazi, so it's for sure mutter, says the Nod Bihuda. The Ein Lomar, and don't tell me, the shiny hasam shadaitam latakin a sefer ahu. Maybe it's different where you have plans to fix the sefer Torah. Lachain hu b'kdusha, so then it doesn't lose its kdusha. Masha'enkin, but your question, says the Nod Bihuda. Hasvarim shu shoel einam ru'im ol latak, you're not planning to fix them. So maybe that's why it's different, says the Nod Bihuda. Why should that make a difference? Da'atu b'daitam adavar talui, sha'al kapanim, I calls man shalom nitkanari apostle. What difference does it make whether you're planning to fix it or not? They're in the same status, level of Kedusha, whether you're planning to fix it or not. And then he says, v'o de'gam sram elu. And also, even the sfar they're not planning to fix, why aren't you planning to fix them? Because there's something inherently wrong with them, less Kedusha? No, it's just more of a tircha and money. Mashina ru'im latakin ha'na meir of tircha, avo bevadim yirtzu lozi otos rabos, hako yucha lehi sakein. Ela, jetei ha'utza yisera ala shevach, v'yuchlo otza kezu, lechto mechadash, lechein en musokanim. It's more financially... better decision to make a new one. VMK, Kishem Shemachzirim Bashaba Sefer, Shnimsa Bopasul La Aron, Kach Ein Isser, Laniach Sir Malalu Barna Kodesh, no problem. And there's Viakati, maybe it's different. The Sefer Shnimsa Bopasul Akati Kshirim Sharchum She Torah, maybe a Sefer that has a Psul, but the other books of the Torah, the other four books of the Torah in that Sefer itself, they're kosher. And maybe if you have a mistake in all of them, maybe it's a problem. But then he said, Mikol Makom Nirali L'Hakel. Nirali L'Hakel, and he has a smach from a Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Tezvav, where Rashi quotes for the Shir. Remember about the little Parsha of Baloscha. Zeshir L'Sefer Torah Shenimchak Obala Lios B'Kedusha So. To be in its Kedusha. Midakasav Lasha B'Kedusha So. Mashba B'Kedusha So Mamish. Mikol Zeh Nirali Nias Daiti She'ein Isser. So there's no Isser, says the Nod B'Yehuda. Vikol Zeh, but at the end he says, Ani Omer. Shemitzah Kedusha So'aron Eino Isser. Aval Akati Aser B'Lavachi. But I still don't think it's a good idea. Why? Shemiyavoli Tei Michsho Likros Mitocha. Maybe you might come take it out and read it. Right, if you put it back in the Aron, maybe you'll read it. And Mavur b'Yaradeya Sibin Reisha Intas. He says, look in Hilcha Sefer Torah in Yaradeya. Sefer Torah Sheino Muga Aser Lashoso Yosim Mishloshim Yom. You can't leave a positive of Torah in your possession more than 30 days. El Yisaki No Yignas. Fix it or put it away. And therefore, so the Nod Bihuda, even the Maker did its Mutter Mitzad Kedusha Sasefer, but I don't think it's a good idea because you might come to read it. If you look in the Binyan Sion is almost a contemporary. The Benesian, the Aruch Laner, in his Tshuvas and Simen, Tzadi Zayin, he quotes the Nod Bihuda, and he says, he argues more on the positive. He says, the Nod Bihuda says, Meikra, then it's not a problem. I think it's not a problem, and I think it is okay, L'chadchila. V'okiva tekfar nagu ha'am l'hasim sefer Torah psulim eitzal k'sherim ba'aron ha'kodesh. If, once that's the minhag, so it's ki'ilu hisna mitchila. Skilism is just like the Aron. He agrees that a Tanai would help, so too. This is the Minang, and therefore it should work. And he says that what he says at the end, Shema Yikru Ubo, who's making new Xeris? Who's making Zuz Xeris? The reason that there's an Isser to keep a safer Torah Sheinu Muga in your Rishus is because of Atishkon Balacha Avla, not because you're going to come to, you might read it by mistake. And therefore, Hatan davka mishum di kima di ish latakin v'hu korei hatoyos mikri avla v'asa lishkon ba'ohalo v'chein mash ma'aloshon aval kima di efshal latakin v'hu eno rotsa likros bo ain't kan avla d'malolasos, there's no avla keeping it here. And therefore, he says, there is no problem putting it back. And again, according to the, based on the minhag of what many do, and that is, when a Sefer Torah is pasul, you put the gartel on the outside of the Sefer Torah, so you know that one's pasul, it shouldn't be a problem, even according to the Noda Bihuda. And he says at the end of that tshuva, rak minichem osam ba'aron ha-kodesh b'makam yuchad, you put it on the side, umotziem osam b'simchas Torah l'harbos ha-kafa, yeshlam lismochal, al ha-sefer chasidim, shehitir, kenyur l'aniyaz daiti. And the Aruch HaShulchan also says, in Simen Kufn and Dalav, Sivyan Aleph, Kilu Hisnu, it's good to say beferish, when the Aron is built, that it's going to house even the puzzle Sefer Torahs. One more final tshuva, Rav Moshe, in Aruch Chaim's Chelek Dalad, Simen Lamed Ches, talks about a Sefer Torah that was destroyed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and they want to put it in a showcase, to basically show the rishus of the Nazis, of what they did, are you allowed to, instead of burying it, just show it, put it in a showcase? He wrote this in 1969, Gimel Sivan, right before Shavuos, to his son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler, Rav Moshe David Shlita. And he says, are you allowed to do that? So he says yes. But Ofan Shiyiru Osel Zikaron Rishus HaNazis, who Eze Bizayon, Avon Mestaber She'enu Bizayon, Vein Lona Levados Mi Libeno Lomar Shudavar Bizayon. Right? It doesn't, we shouldn't come up with new types of Xeris. No, this is something to remember what they did, and to remember maybe not to have it again. Eng Ze Bizayon Masha Machzike Bemakom HaChubad Afshu Beofan She'nikar Masha Asum HaMenatzim HaRishayim. Therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. A little bit about the how many Arons there were in the Mishkan and the Midbar, and Sefer Torah Puzzle in an Aron.